Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. On today's show, we're happy to be able to bring you exclusive highlights from a concert by Kevin Eubanks and Stanley Jordan, just the two of us. We recorded the concert last month at the Kirkland Performance Center, and we'll hear the two world-renowned jazz guitarists play together as a duo, and each takes a solo turn as well. Kevin Eubanks comes from a jazz family, including Uncle Ray Bryant, the famous pianist, and brothers Robin, a trombonist, and Duane, a trumpet player. Kevin is perhaps best known as former leader of the Tonight Show Band, which he left in 2010 to return to his jazz roots and lead his own groups. Prior to The Tonight Show, Kevin worked with a number of noted leaders, including Art Blakey, Roy Haynes, Dave Holland, and others. Stanley Jordan was discovered as a street musician in Manhattan and burst on the jazz world in 1985 as an amazing solo artist who brought the touch or tap technique of guitar playing to a dazzling level. Tapping the strings on the frets instead of strumming or plucking the strings to make them sound, he often uses both hands on the fretboard, playing independent lines much like a pianist at a keyboard. And, not incidentally, he also plays piano. Stanley Jordan and Kevin Eubanks both have recent releases on the same record label, Mac Avenue. So far, they've not recorded a CD together, but that may happen in the future. For the present, they're doing a few duo concerts while busy with their individual careers and tours, and I was told that this was only their fifth concert as a duo. Thanks to Mac Avenue Records and the Kirkland Performance Center for helping to make this show possible. In this live concert recording, you'll hear Stanley Jordan on your left and Kevin Eubanks on your right. You'll soon recognize the unique sound of each guitarist as well. Here they are, Stanley Jordan and Kevin Eubanks in concert on Jazz Northwest. Thank you.
Thank you. That's what you call a skull arrangement.
He says that all the time. He says skull arrangement, and I've been trying to figure out what does that mean, man?
Because we just made it up off the top of our heads.
Oh, no.
Thank you.
You're listening to highlights from a concert given at the Kirkland Performance Center by Stanley Jordan on your left and Kevin Eubanks on your right, the two guitarists playing a couple of free improvisations described as skull arrangements. It's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Eubanks.
I want to thank everybody for coming out and listening to Stanley and I. It's a pleasure to be out playing music all over the world, and there's places right in our backyard, as we're finding out, that are just wonderful, full of people that love music and creative things and the beauty of nature. When all that comes together, thank you for having us here. Thank you. That was a song called Adoration. It's a Christian hymn from 1685 that came out of Germany and found its way all over the world. Music is a wonderful, natural thing that human beings just love to do. We create music all the time, the way we walk, the way we type, the way we text, the way we move, the way we do things, the rhythm, the way we speak, the emotion behind it. It's all the first things of music, and it's one of the contributions that human beings, I mean, we talk about all the things that we do, the environment and this and that, but one of the things we don't talk enough about is how we bless the planet with the way we have rhythm in the way we speak, and each language has a certain music to it, and of course when we create music, so that's one of the things that I think is so indicative of a human contribution that is a beautiful thing. So I'm so happy to be anywhere on the planet where I hear birds, oceans, people speaking, talking, the whole thing. Sometimes we get kind of down on ourselves, but human beings do a lot of wonderful things too. So thank you. Anybody ever heard of spider monkeys? No, you haven't. Really? I'm not the only one watching the Nature Channel and Animal Planet, really. This is a song that was inspired by watching a nature program about spider monkeys. And yes, this is on Zen Food, right? Yeah, it is. That was a record I did a couple years back. I guess I should be plugging a new record. I'm just not good at that. it's called The Messenger, and spider monkeys, I think they're the smallest mammal. And one time, one of them got loose in the studio at NBC. They brought spider monkeys over to show them. And they got lost. So the only way they could catch them was to put food everywhere and wait for 3 days for them to come limping back for some food. And then they took the spider monkeys away. But in that time, I was watching this movie, The Animal Planet, and it was about spider monkeys. And Julie Scardina is a friend of mine, and she's a curator of SeaWorld. And she does a lot of animal things, and she brought animals over. And I got to really hang out with the spider monkeys. And they were just fascinating, the way they moved and the rhythm that they had. And I just couldn't forget about it. And I started writing a song about it. And guess what it's called? Thank you.
You're listening to a concert of music played by two guitarists, Kevin Eubanks and Stanley Jordan, with Kevin Eubanks concluding his solo portion of the program playing a piece called Spider Monkeys. It's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Now it's my pleasure to bring back a great guitarist and a great friend, wonderful human being, Mr. Stanley Jordan.
I recorded an album called The State of Nature, and I'm going to play one of the songs from that. And the concept behind it echoes what Kevin was saying before, because I wanted to dedicate this to the greatness of us human beings in the scheme of things, because sometimes we think that we're separated from nature, but in fact, we are a beautiful creation of nature, including our minds and all this stuff about us that maybe is taking us a little while to find our place, you know, even though, you know, we've only been here like a million years or so. So we're just kind of figuring it out. This is the music of one of our own naturally great talents to celebrate the greatness of humans in general. I'm going to play something by Mozart. This is the slow movement of the piano concerto number 21. Thank you. Thank you very much. My latest album, Friends, included a duet with Regina Carter, and we improvised on a theme from the Concerto for Orchestra by Béla Bartók. So I'm going to do a little bit of that right now. On the album, I played piano on that one, so I'm going to include some piano now in this.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'd like you to please join me in welcoming back to the stage Kevin Eubanks.
All right. Sorry about that. Thank you.
Summertime, played by Stanley Jordan and Kevin Eubanks at the Just the Two of Us concert at the Kirkland Performance Center in March. Both guitarists record for Mack Avenue Records. Stanley's latest release is Friends, and Kevin's new release is The Messenger. Thanks to both of them for allowing us to record and broadcast their music on Jazz Northwest today. Thanks to Mack Avenue Records, Josh and Mark at Groove Marketing, and the Kirkland Performance Center, Dan Mayer, Executive Director, and Ryan Price, Technical Director, for helping to make this show possible. Coming this month to the Kirkland Performance Center at the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra on April 14th, and Medeski, Martin, and Wood on April 17th. See kpcenter.org for more information. I'm Jim Wilkie. This was a Hatch Cover production exclusively for 88.5 KPLU. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedar Woolley, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University.